The essay is Up Against the Bulkhead by Steve Reese and Peter Wiley. GI coffee houses provided space for enlisted men and an occasional officer to hang out beyond the confines of military discipline, to read anti-war literature, watch anti-war films, receive legal counseling, including information about how to become a conscientious objector, and to organize. Among over 250 anti-war newspapers started by GIs and their supporters, they read The Bulkhead we were publishing in San Francisco. In 1971, a handful of sailors from the USS Coral Sea, an aircraft carrier based at the Alameda Naval Air Station, showed up at the Leviathan office at 968 Valencia Street, which was also serving as a mail drop for The Bulkhead. The Navy's carrier strike force, including ships that sailed from San Diego and Alameda to their duty station in the South China Sea, was subjecting tiny Vietnam to an aerial bombardment more intense than the bombing of Europe during World War II. Ultimately, a million citizens, many of them victims of aerial bombardment, would die in Vietnam and neighboring Cambodia and Laos. The sailors had read The Bulkhead, specifically stories about anti-war organizing on aircraft carriers. They were ready for action and were particularly interested in meeting David Harris, the Stanford draft resister who was working with civilians and anti-war sailors on the carrier Constellation. The Constellation was homeported in San Diego. We put together a sophisticated distribution system for The Bulkhead that reached as far as Vietnam via packages mailed to GIs who used Armed Forces post office addresses in San Francisco. We also received help from stewardesses who worked the chartered commercial aircraft that flew troops out of Travis Air Force Base in Vacaville to the Tan Son Hut Airport near Saigon. We supplemented copies of The Bulkhead with packets of articles about Vietnam and Southeast Asia gleaned from the Strait Press. From the Vietnamese received black buttons depicting an Armalite rifle with its bayonet stuck on the ground. Inscribed on it in Vietnamese were words that were a signal to Vietnamese soldiers not to shoot at the U.S. troops wearing the buttons. We sent them along to our contacts in Vietnam.
Peter Booth Wiley is an author and publisher who has lived in San Francisco for 42 years. A former journalist, he has written for numerous magazines and newspapers, co-authored a column about the American West, and authored and co-authored 5 books. His most recent, National Trust to the History and Architecture of San Francisco, is currently being revised by Wiley and his daughter. Steve Reese is founder, editor of Schoolwise Press, a publisher of accountability reports serving California's school and district leaders. He makes photographs for pleasure and enjoys holding a mirror to his life and times for the benefit of family and friends. His photographs in 10 Years That Shook the City are based on the hope that those of his children's generation will see in our actions the joy and power of opposition.